Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Reed. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Reed. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Biotner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jose Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is hit by the pitch. Dwyer moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. Dwyer scores. Biotner moves to third. Carter moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is walked intentionally. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biotner scores. Carter scores. Scanlon moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey strikes out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko strikes out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyson moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tyson moves to third. Reed moves to second. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Tyson scores. Reed moves to third. Brock moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morales fields it and throws to home to get Reed. Brock moves to third. Lentz moves to second. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a line drive towards third. Reitz catches it and throws to first to double up Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Mumphrey reaches second base with a double. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mumphrey scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reitz moves to third. Ron Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball towards left. Dwyer catches it and throws to home to double uprights. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scanlon hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cox hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Steve Renko. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Tyson applying the tag. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Tyson applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morales scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reitz for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ted Sizemore now playing second base. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scanlon hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter moves to third. Morales moves to second. Jim Little pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Morales scores. Cox moves to second. It's 5-4, Expos. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hernandez moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Biotner moves to third. It's 6-4, Expos. Mike Garman now pitching. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biotner scores. Carter moves to second. It's 7-4, Expos. Mike Wallace now pitching. Larry Parrish pinch hits for Pat Scanlon. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Cox reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Morales moves to third. It's 8-4, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is walked intentionally. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Parrish now playing third base. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morales fields the ball and throws to Sherman covering. Safe. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McBride moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tyson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McBride scores. It's 8-5, Expos. Luis Melendez pinch hits for Mike Wallace. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Torlecki now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torlecki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Torlecki covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.